mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and so thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Again, thank you for joining us on this Thursday, the 12th day of November, 2009. G. Edward Griffin will be joining us to go over the Federal Reserve, the true nature of the collectivist New World Order, and after 45 years of fighting them, we're going to ask him, what is it like to see all of this now coming to fruition? There are no longer any more reasons for denial about what we're facing as a society. So a very informative interview with G. Edward Griffin coming up in the third hour today. We may even keep him into the fourth hour. We're going to have open phones as well here on the radio show. If you'd like to comment on gold being at record levels, at Lou Dobbs being driven out of CNN. If you would like to comment on the Fort Hood suspect is to be charged with murder, 13 charges of premeditated murder stemming from last week's shooting at Fort Hood Post in Texas. So I guess he's to be charged 1 week after the massacre. Speaking of this massacre and how it appears to be staged at some level, whether he was whacked out on Prozac or one of those serotonin reuptake inhibitors, whether he was a patsy, or whether he was a true Muslim extremist that the FBI and CIA knew was going to attack and allowed to do it. Any way you slice it, they're caught red-handed. That dovetails in with all of these mainstream news articles. I mean, there have been so many in the last week. I meant to cull a bunch of them this morning that I've seen. I've seen a pattern emerge in mainstream news where how the U.S. is funding the Taliban, Taliban and Al-Qaeda caught with U.S. arms, Taliban and Al-Qaeda released when Afghan army captures them, and the whole history of this, but just lately, it's all coming out. Just like it's coming out, mainstream news, that our government's growing the opium in Afghanistan and the cocaine in Colombia, and only eradicating the minority growers, the FARC communists in Colombia, and some of the different Pashtun tribal leaders in Afghanistan. I mean, it's incredible how it can be an open secret that our criminal government brings most of the drugs in. It's an open secret they're setting up world government. It's an open secret they've bankrupted the economy by design and are bringing in a world government, a financial tyranny run by them. It's an open secret they're eugenicists that want to forcibly reduce world population. And still, the drumbeat marches on. Also, a New York hostage taker at a school was a disgruntled father of a vet. Gee, I wonder where he got the idea from that. I've seen several Hollywood movies where disgruntled fathers who can't get health care for their kids or whatever the case is go take over schools and hospitals and hold kids hostage, and they're somehow heroes. I guarantee you, this TV head got the idea from that. Disgusting. Another form of mind control. People watching the television set get influenced by it because they're so weak-minded. Look, this is massive news coming up today. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
one 800 259 9231 is the toll-free number to join us here today on this Thursday, the 12th day of November 2009. We are now into the second segment. Thank you so much for joining us. Paul Watson will be on in the second half of the next hour, joining us from England, PrisonPlanet.com editor, because I've seen a major pattern of mainstream media articles in the last few weeks admitting that the CIA is protecting, with our military forces, the opium fields, the poppy fields of Afghanistan, where upwards of 90%, I kept saying 80% of world opium was produced there, but I guess that was a number from a few years ago. I looked it up last night, and they're saying it's estimated 90 to 92%. The point is, most of the opium gets grown in Afghanistan. The climate is just perfect for it. That's where many types of poppies that have the opiates in them are indigenous. And the Taliban, a true faction of Taliban that was not CIA-controlled, took over Afghanistan. Remember, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda were created in the late 1970s by Zbigniew Brzezinski, national security advisor to Jimmy Carter. How do we know this? He wrote two books about it bragging. I mean, we already knew this, but now he admits it. He's written a couple books the last few years. And he brags and says, look, we had the Muslim extremists attack the Russian embassies, attack the Russian puppet government. The remnant of it is what we know as the Northern Alliance, they're communists, basically. And you know them because they have the short beards and the regular Taliban have the long beards. I mean, it's literally that obvious there in Afghanistan. And, of course, you have the Pashtuns that make up a lot of the Taliban, and there's different subgroups of the Pashtuns, and there's several other groups, and they're always constantly killing each other. That's why no one can conquer Afghanistan, because they're a bunch of hillbillies. And I'm a little bit of a hillbilly. I'm not knocking them for that. They're a bunch of hillbillies that have been killing each other for thousands of years, and they're never going to stop killing each other. And if you get in the middle of them killing each other and fighting with each other, it's a warrior society. It's like the Native Americans. They were constantly attacking their neighboring tribes and constantly taking over different areas. That's why they were so easy to beat, was because you could buy one Native tribe off and leverage them against the next tribe you wanted to take over. In fact, the Natives would come to the Westerners, to the French and British and German and Dutch and Spanish settlers, and say, hey, we want you to come attack our neighbor and share their land with us. The difference with the Afghans is they have modern weapons, and there are not as many factions in Afghanistan as there are here, as there were in North America. Into Central and South America, it was the same story. Literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different tribes that were all very different in many respects. I don't want to get into anthropology here. I don't claim to be an expert on it, even a lay expert, but I've studied it quite a bit and how that was used against them. But with the Afghans, they are Muslims. And whereas they do like to kill each other, they particularly like to kill the Greeks when they invaded. Over 2,000 years ago. They like to kill the Persians when they invaded. That's the Iranians today. They like to kill the British when they invade. They like to kill Pakistanis when they invade. They like to kill Indians when they invade. They like to kill the Chinese when they've invaded. They like to kill the Russians when they invade. You come there and you occupy their country and start bossing them around, they don't care if you kill them. They're going to try to kill you. It's very hard to beat somebody like that. I mean, the British tried to defeat the colonists who had been British subjects, but once they decided they were going to fight and weren't going to stop, didn't matter if the war lasted 7 years. Didn't matter if the colonies lost almost every battle, more than 9 out of 10. I mean, they lost. I haven't done the math, but there was only a few major battles that they won, starting at Trenton, New Jersey. I mean, you can count the victories on one hand, but they persevered. You cannot beat them. You'd have to kill every single Afghan in the country. You know, the Romans had trouble a few times with different groups they couldn't conquer. And when they finally conquered them, they would just kill everyone. Orders were given in certain cities. Well, in the case of Carthage, just to kill everybody. Don't even take their women and children as slaves and salt the earth so they can't grow crops. Okay, now I'm going off into history lessons, and it's giving me a headache. It may be giving you a headache, so I'm going to move away from that. Middle of the next hour, we're going to look at all these mainstream news articles with headlines like, Taliban caught with U.S. arms. Taliban protected by U.S. Coalition forces protect some Taliban. Taliban flown out to safety. I mean, there's been a lot of new articles, but I want Watson to go over some of the older ones out of the Times of London and other places, MSNBC, where 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda cream, the commanders were taken out of the country, and then all these special forces commanders, a colonel, wrote an article for the San Francisco Chronicle and said, look, I don't know what's going on, but we capture these people, including Taliban generals, and we're ordered to give them money and let them go, and we're reprimanded. Something isn't right. And Pat Tillman started writing letters home to Mama and to other people talking about this, and they murdered him so fast, because they can ignore some colonel. They weren't going to ignore that football star coming home and going, look, we're protecting the opium. Because Pat Tillman wasn't stupid. He saw 9/11. He got angry. This office has talked to his brother, and then his brother said he would come on, call him in a few months. We called. The number was changed. I'd like to get Pat Tillman's brother on. I'd like to get his mother, his father on, because that's a big story right there, that the letters he was sending home, how he was going to come home and be anti-war. He was starting to question 9/11. He was questioning the opium. Because right when Pat Tillman got there, what, a year and a half after the invasion or so? That was when the cultivation of poppies exploded and U.S. troops were ordered to guard it. And, I mean, he wasn't stupid. He's like, well, what? I'm guarding opium? I'm going to come home and talk about this. And the boys upstairs said, well, he was useful to us before. Not anymore. Make it look like an accident. We'll tell his mama he was a hero. Send him home in a pine box. The more I think about Afghanistan, if we can just educate people about this. By the way, U.S. forces have had incredible victories in Afghanistan. The whole thing has been an absolute, total success. From their true perspective, from their true agenda. Not the one you're told about democracy and freedom and women getting to vote. Actually, women could vote. They were 60% of college graduates, including doctors and lawyers in Iraq. They had rock and roll music on the radio there. Playboy was sold in stores. I'm not necessarily saying that's a sign of a good culture, but certainly a free culture, comparatively. And then now the women wear burqas, and they keep their mouths shut, and they're basically slaves in Iraq. Our government has put an Islamicist regime in. What do you think they do? What do you think happened in 1953 in Iran? They had a poet laureate who was secular, an anti-Muslim extremist, an anti-Muslim brotherhood, who was also anti-Soviet, but he trolled Anglo-American Oil and BP, the name was Mohammad Mossadegh, that, you know what, we're going to keep a little bit of our own money here from the oil. And they said, you know what, meet the mullahs. And they gave them a bunch of automatic weapons and overthrew the country. Look, get one thing straight for all of you that have phobias out there of the Muslim extremists running around. Those guys work for the New World Order, period. You would have to be an ignorant moron to not know that. If you go do any research, it is an absolute open secret, not debatable. You got that? I hope that's clear. But the problem is these guys got so extreme in the late 90s that they actually said, you know what, we don't want opium anymore, and we're not going to let anybody grow opium. And opium supplies dried up. And the last number I saw, it was 12 times what it was under the Taliban in 2001. The amount of opium. It's a world record. It's many times the record. The number I saw was twice the previous record before that from the peak back in the 70s. The point is that they are just flooding our society with it. And so there were different factions of the Taliban. But those are the factions that then went to the U.S. government and said, Osama bin Laden isn't here. And if you can show us evidence he did it, we'll try to find him and deliver him to you. Those are the only people, the unofficial ambassador to the U.N. and to the U.S. from Afghanistan, the religious clerics. Those are the guys they arrested. The real Taliban, the real Al-Qaeda, whenever our troops would capture them, they just put their hands up. They'd get loaded on C-130s. CIA would walk in and say, fly them into Pakistan, and here's a giant chest of gold. I mean, this actually came out in the news. Oh, you caught the number one Taliban commander. Here's a chest of gold. Thank you, sir. And the special forces commanders are like, well, what are you doing? You take your orders from me. Stand down. Release them. That's how this country works, okay? That's who runs this country. And their C-130s and jets are crashing every year. We see another report of them crashing in the U.S. or Mexico or Asia, filled with heroin, filled with cocaine, filled with child sex slaves. And it's in the news, a tiny blurb, and no one gets in trouble. This is your government, an absolute group of murdering criminals, period. And you've got it compartmentalized where the good FBI, the good police, the good military, they don't know what's going on. Now, there are those that are in the compartmentalized system close to the corruption, and they wake up and start speaking out. They get fired, they get court-martialed, or they get bullets pumped into their heads. We'll be right back.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500 according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights seven must-own stocks, including a stock with six-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Mean to go into a rant about the banks that control the CIA, the FBI, our military, growing the opium in Afghanistan and the cocaine, controlling the production centers in Colombia. It just really shakes me up to know it can be in the New York Times that Mohammad Karzai's brothers, the main opium kingpin in Afghanistan, and he's on the CIA payroll, and it's just admitted that they're growing the opium. And they admit it in a sideways way, kind of like you might pass gas in church or something. And, I mean, it's done just where you hope nobody notices, but they still, I hate to use a gross analogy, but that's what it's like. They just kind of let it out and just throw it on the table so it loses its power. I mean, if it was broken as a big investigative report, CIA controlling most of the opium supply, bringing in the U.S., Congress calls for decriminalization, the hypocrisy must end. No, it's just buried in mainstream articles. And I keep telling the story of 3 or 4 months ago. We need to go into the BBC archives because everything is archived on the BBC. And it was a report on BBC. I was listening on Sirius. I've gotten my car. Almost ran off the road. And I'm sorry if you've heard the story 10 times. It's just too important. Maybe a listener can dig that out and put it on YouTube or something. Send it to us. Or I'm trying to hire some more people to do research up here so I can point things out and then go find it. But it was a report on Afghanistan, and they just sideways admitted that the CIA and the Pentagon were growing the opium poppies. And the report basically stated, it's a delicate balancing act, but of course the British accent, a delicate balancing act with the Taliban, because if they don't work with the Taliban and allow them to grow the opium, they lose the money they need for schools and mosques. And because there's not a lot of funding for rebuilding, this is the only major cash crop in Afghanistan. So to take away their age-old product would hurt their culture. And if they eradicated it, it would give more power to Taliban factions that are opposing the coalition forces. That's why the military is protecting the poppies. And that's why it's at record production levels. We talked to Colonel Blah Blah. And then they just admit it. I mean, I can't deal with this. That when you have a cable man or the phone lady or the meter reader or people putting carpet in your house or whatever it is, they're spying on you, looking for marijuana, looking for heroin, looking for cocaine. And meanwhile, most of the cocaine and heroin is brought in by government-affiliated crime syndicates. The only thing we can do to stop this immediately is just do not use drugs. And by drugs, I mean hard drugs. I'm not up here judging people, but don't use heroin. Extremely destructive. Don't use any opiates. Don't use painkillers. Don't use methamphetamine. Don't use cocaine, but especially cocaine and heroin, because when you buy that, that is a tax going directly to the central banks who've been caught repeatedly laundering the money. And then meanwhile, the very same banks own and finance the big pharma companies that are openly pushing Ritalin, Prozac, and other drugs that are just as dangerous or more dangerous than heroin and cocaine in their molecular structure on the school kids. I mean, of course, what do you expect from a drug-dealing government? They bring in the illegal drugs, keep them illegal. They have a monopoly and jack up the price. They have a monopoly on the legal drugs through their patents, so they charge exorbitant amounts of money for those. Skull and Bones was founded by the opium trade. That's mainline ABC News. Skull and Bones founded the entire CIA. Even Robert De Niro's The Good Shepherd, which is very accurate historically, it admits it all with Matt Damon. What does it admit? The drug dealers are the Skull and Bones. They set up the CIA, and by the way, they devil worship. It's all in the movie. Mainstream movie, hailed as a historical masterpiece, absolutely accurate. Devil worshiping, drug dealing. I mean, who are these people? They're devil worshipers. It's a big joke to them. And they use your fake morals to enslave you. All you fools that are for drug criminalization. But why do they really target marijuana? Because it's not a deadly drug. I don't think it's good in many respects. It has a lot of good attributes and some bad. I think it's abused. It gets stronger and stronger all the time. It's actually in the hallucinogen class. I mean, I smoked pot some in high school and a few times in college, and I didn't like it. Because it's heavy-duty stuff, folks. So I'm not some... I get attacked by the pro-pot people because I bash pot and say it's not perfect. And then I get attacked by the anti-pot people. Look, just grow up, folks. The reason they go after marijuana is because anybody can grow it and the globalists don't control it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Toxins are in our foods and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. Get the tea.com. Log on to getthetea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. Getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at getthetea.com.
Live, I'm going to your phone calls. Then, when we start the next hour, I'm going to break down a ton of really important news that I have here in front of me in my stack, including Lou Dobbs leaving CNN. We're going to play his farewell swan song. He's been there since 1980, a founding news anchor, and he has been driven out of CNN, and there's a huge celebration by Geraldo Rivera and others saying that he's a racist, all because Lou Dobbs talked about the fact that our border's wide open and that NAFTA and GATT and the North American Union and the SPP are destroying our jobs, and that many of the groups like La Raza and Mecha, La Raza's slogan is, for those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And see, Lou Dobbs, whose wife's Hispanic, he's from South Texas, he's just like me. I don't like black racist. I don't like white racist. I don't like Hispanic racist. I don't like Asian racist. And there's nothing more hypocritical than the left, who uses racism, uses minority, which in many cases are now the majority, racism against white people as a political tool. I'm sick of it, and so is Lou Dobbs. And his house got shot up. He has to have bodyguards. He's getting death threats. That's how the Mexican mafia operates. I mean, they've hand grenaded and shot reporters and FBI agents and police in New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, and South Texas. These people mean business. And they're killing and bombing and threatening and attacking reporters that expose drug cartels. Not just Lou Dobbs, who comes out and mildly criticizes Mecha and La Raza and others. And folks, I've been to Mecha and La Raza meetings and rallies at the Texas Capitol. I mean, they're openly chanting for those in the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. La Raza means the race. Raza means race. And, you know, I've gone and protested the Ku Klux Klan more than 10 times. You know, there's videos on YouTube. You can just Google Alex Jones protest the Klan for over a decade. And I've gone out and I've bullhorned La Raza and Mecha. And maybe I need to do it some more because I'm not a hypocrite, ladies and gentlemen. And they're just as bad. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of injustice. I'm sick of hypocrisy. And I'm tired of it. And I'm not putting up with it anymore. And I'm not putting up with Lou Dobbs' house getting shot up, and you shouldn't either. So they've driven him out of CNN, bought out his contract. The only good show they had on CNN, and it wasn't perfect. Lou Dobbs certainly isn't perfect. He's been on the show before. Oh, wait, let's try to get Lou Dobbs back on. That's a good idea. Oh, boy. All right, let's just go ahead and go to your calls now, or I'll never get to them. Dan in Missouri, you're on the air. Or is it Montana? Dan, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Danny, and I live in the Kansas City, Missouri area. And I'm a former director on a small fire department known as Blue Summit. It lies between Kansas City and Independence. Now, I'd like to kind of get the thought of where I'm going with this story here. We have to where if we don't have our first responders, when the shit hits the fan.
All right, I got to let you go. Okay, buddy? Let's go ahead and talk to Linda in Canada. Linda, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Welcome.
We've been listening to your show for the past year and a half. And all the things you've been saying regarding that H1N1 and all these things, now they've come to fruition here in Canada with this vaccination. It's been about the last 2-3 weeks people have been lining up for this vaccination. And there's all kinds of information saying they can, the pregnant women can get adjuvanted, they can't, and now it's okay for them to get the non-adjuvanted. And we haven't gotten the vaccinations. But I'm just worried about my children. That there is nobody really here like you saying anything about these things and vaccinations. And I know here in grade 7, they have to get 2 hepatitis B shots plus a meningitis C shot.
Well, ma'am, let me be clear with you, Linda. I don't know how long you've been listening, but in England, in Canada, in Australia, it's all the same system as the U.S. No one has to take the shots. The only place they tried to make it law was in New York State and Massachusetts State. And in New York, it's already been beaten in court. It's already being defeated in Massachusetts. So how can they tell people all over the U.S. it's the law they have to take shots when the only places they've tried to make it mandatory, it's been defeated? New Jersey's trying to make it mandatory. They lie to you, which is an even bigger crime. They're not only trying to inject you with something that's dangerous, they lie to you and tell you that you have to take the shots, but they have waivers for the shots. There is no law. It is the school policy that they take these injections, but they prey on people's ignorance of the facts to push this on you. And a big wake-up call for a lot of parents in Canada, England, and the U.S. is they'll go into the school and say, you can't make my child take shots. And they say, yes, you do have to. And then if you demand the waiver form, they will angrily give it to you, and you will know that they were trying to lie to you and manipulate you. So just to be clear, ma'am, in Canada, I've seen the laws, you do not have to take any of the shots. In fact, you can pull up mainstream articles in the Canadian press all over your big papers in the last month where your own government recommended that people not take the regular seasonal flu shot if they were going to take the H1N1 shot, because the regular flu shot, government study shows, doubles your chances for some reason of getting the H1N1. So let's just get that clear, Linda. Your children don't have to take the shot if you don't want them to. They're lying to you, Linda.
Is there any shots that are safe? Because now they were just giving the Gardasil vaccination, and I refused that shot, and she was like basically the only one in the whole class that didn't get the shot. And
so to be clear, they're saying in the school, is it a public school?
Yes.
That's how they do it here. I mean, have you seen the reports in England, Australia, and the U.S., where they
right.
just give elementary students the shot without asking their parents, or even if the parents say no, they still line them up and do it? Again, these are criminals, ma'am.
Right.
So,
I do see that.
Mm-hmm. So they just told everybody, you got to take it, and everybody just lined up.
Is there any of these shots that are safe or none of them, like the hepatitis B, the meningitis?
Ma'am, you make your own decision, but
right.
the hepatitis is one of the worst.
Really? And she took two shots of that in grade 7, which is giving two shots plus a meningitis shot on top of that.
Unbelievable. Meningitis is a very dangerous vaccine.
Oh, my God. So then I won't let my son have it once he hits the grade 7. What about the tetanus shot now? They have to have a tetanus shot before they enter high school.
Now, that's another lie.
Hmm.
And, again, they'll sell you that tetanus is the most essential vaccine to have, and it does give you immunity generally for 7 years from tetanus. The problem is the tetanus shot is the number one shot they use to implant cancer viruses and sterilization. And I've had medical doctors on. It's been in mainstream news in Africa and India where the UN has been caught adding a hormone involved in fertility that's essential to tetanus shots. And so the body then has an autoimmune response to the hormone, not just the tetanus. And guess what? When the UN got caught, they said, oh, it's an accident that we put this expensive hormone in there that has nothing to do with the manufacturer. And my point is there. It wasn't an accident. Then researchers – well, I mean, let me just finish. This is key. Then researchers pointed out, well, wait a minute. This UN program is only for women. Why do you only want to give tetanus shots to women? Because it wouldn't have hurt men. It was designed to sterilize women, ma'am. And so here's the deal. When I ripped my finger off, almost completely chopped it off, it was hanging by skin, the doctor came in to reattach it, and they said, I'm going to give you a tetanus shot. And I said, no. And they said, well, you cut this on rusty metal. You could die of tetanus. And I said, I'll take my chances, honey. I practice what I preach. I told the female doctor. And so she scrubbed it for about 20 minutes, down into the meat and into the nub and into the cut, and I was just fine. So let me explain something to you. I have not had a tetanus shot. Now, if I step on a nail or something, I'm going to go to the doctor and have them flashay it, go up in there and make it bleed. The problem is it's puncture wounds is where that stuff can grow. But I'm not taking a tetanus shot. Anything else?
No, I was wanted to know if I can refuse any of these shots. And now I'm thinking, actually, my doctor, she gave me a tetanus shot last year, saying, oh, it's a new thing. Normally it costs $100, la, la, la. And she just gave me the shot like, before I could even say no. And now I'm thinking, is there any way I can reverse any of these effects of these shots?
Well, let's be clear. We don't know that all the different varieties of tetanus are going to sterilize you. We just know they've been caught spiking it. I mean, ma'am, I appreciate your call. I mean, here's the deal. I'm not even saying that vaccines couldn't be good. Some evidence shows they help sometimes. The problem is we have a criminal elite of eugenicists who have been caught over and over again adding things to vaccines, water supplies, and food supplies to sterilize people. Everyone has got to see my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, which details this agenda, and then make your own decision. Make your own decision on whether you're going to take the flu shot, the hepatitis shot, the tetanus shot. The one shot that I think is the hardest one to not take, the one that was hardest for me not to take, and to not give my family is the tetanus, because tetanus vaccines really do save lives. It really is a threat. But I can't morally come on air and tell people I'm against vaccination and then do it to myself. And it's a very hard decision to make. A very, very hard decision to make. And once a year or so, a nail will stick in my hand or some type of rusty metal will stick and it won't bleed. And, you know, to be frank, I don't like going to the doctor. I'll just take a knife and just stick it in there and get that sucker bleeding. I mean, that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm not going to tell you what to do. I wouldn't look down on people if they didn't give their daughters and sons tetanus shots. The problem is I want to have grandchildren. And the other issue is I have to do a cost-benefit analysis. I mean, tetanus is still extremely, extremely, extremely rare and hard to get. Most people that get tetanus get a puncture wound in a barnyard. Tetanus tends to grow in horse manure and cow manure. So if I worked in the farming industry, as I have in the past, I would probably do deep research, try to find a smaller company. There are smaller companies. I wouldn't buy any tetanus shots, and I wouldn't take any tetanus vaccines that came from any big pharma company that sells vaccines to the UN. Okay, I mean, it's real simple. Any huge vaccine program made by specific top-tier vaccine companies, anything they're really pushing on you and anything they tell you is free, we know that they've been caught all over the world with those major programs tainting the vaccines. From the research I've done, smaller companies, smaller lots, it doesn't appear they're spiking them. But because there's no real regulation over any of this, they still have dirty labs, dirty vaccine factories, all sorts of yeast and fungus and dead bacteria and viruses and RNA and mycoplasms get into it. This is such a big, complex situation, Linda. This is a huge, 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 huge issue. I mean, here's an example. 6 years ago, the Food and Drug Administration approved, and it's also approved in England and Canada and many areas of Europe, a vaccine that is sprayed on meat. It's a vaccine. And in Latin, it's translated from Latin to English to mean bacteria-eating virus. Just search the term. In fact, guys, do this for me if you get a chance. Search up the term and give me a mainstream article just because I want to read it to listeners. I don't want them to just believe me. Viruses to be sprayed on meat to kill bacteria. It got approved 5-6 years ago, and they spray it on most meat you buy at the store. If it's a nice, juicy cut of steak, it's probably not on there. But bologna, hot dogs, chicken, because they can then not have sanitary conditions in these slaughterhouses and have chicken manure and horse manure and cow manure and all this other stuff that gets on the meat, that can, and bacteria and E. coli, and they can then not really clean it and just ship it to you because they spray a live virus on the meat. Now, here's another issue. Their argument to get it approved was, well, these viruses are naturally occurring in your stomach. Yes, at thousands and thousands of times at a lower level. Okay. But the other big issue is they then breed these viruses in giant vaccine tanks mixed with all this other growth medium that has other viruses and bacteria in it that is then sprayed on your food. And then there's all been mutations in the virus product that they're spraying on the meat. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we're eating a toxic brew. We need to just say no. They approved, 7 years ago, irradiation. They're irradiating beef. They're irradiating vegetables. They're irradiating chicken. They're irradiating fish. And all the studies show it destroys the vitamin and nutrient ring structures. It kills the food. It ruins its dietary value. But see, if they've irradiated it, it can have E. coli on it. Because if they freeze a hamburger patty when it's got E. coli, when you thaw that sucker out, that E. coli reactivates. So instead of having clean slaughterhouses, because, you know, a few people get sick and die, things get cleaned up. No, no, no. We'll just baste it in live viruses, and we'll just send high-powered radiation through it. Here's an MSNBC headline. FDA okays bacteria-eating virus to treat meat. August 18th, 2006. I said 5-6 years ago, but this says it was only 3.5 years ago. Whatever. Viral meat spray, advancing food safety, ABC News. Okay. That'll give you an idea. Oh, you don't want to take vaccines. Well, you're eating them every day. Okay, they spray live viruses on your meat. Most of the produce you're eating has got insect genes in it now. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 Hz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
All right, I want to try to get to more of your calls. Jeff, Matt, Gabe, others. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. G. Edward Griffin, best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, filmmaker. He's a big part of Fall of the Republic, my new documentary film. He's going to be joining us to talk about the New World Order Master Plan, what this means to society, that the dollar is in free fall plunge right now. I mean, we sit here in a jovial fashion talking about the CIA shipping in narcotics and world government being set up, but do you realize out there what the end of the dollar really means? What this is going to do to our standard of living? I mean, we don't really have any manufacturing or even service left. That's all shutting down. So all we have is our dollar that could buy goods from the world. Well, we're going to lose that now, and I know a lot of people want to kind of hide their head in the sand from this, but if we arrested the bankers or had Congress change monetary policy or quit devaluing the dollar, none of this would have to happen. But the same bankers that engineered the implosion of last year to bring in this new system of control are the people that are in charge of everything. Now, by the way, I gave this number out yesterday, and we got over 70 phone calls. I gave it out one time. We got over 70 phone calls. So we're becoming victims of our own success. It's like trying to read all our emails every day. We get thousands of them. We got some good questions, some good comments. We're going to play some of those serious questions and comments later in the show. As funny as this is not really what we're looking for. We now have a listener comment line, and you can call and leave a 60-second question, comment, message if you disagree, agree, as long as you don't take the Lord's name in vain or there's no profanity. You know, as long as it's a serious, focused question, we'll get it on the air. As funny as it is that Sling Blade called into the show, this is not what we're looking for.
I love six fat taters, but I hate the new world order, and the globalists, I wish they would go away, they bug me, but I love six fat taters,
Okay, that is not what we're looking for, folks. This is not playtime. What I want is really one-minute rants or questions or comments, but I'd love one-minute rants, news that you think is important. In fact, that's really what I want. I mean, people are always saying, cover this, cover that, or cover this event, or cover Al Gore coming to town, or we're looking for activists to show up to this meeting, or Alex, why haven't you covered the fact that Obama has announced he's going to sign an anti-gun UN treaty that under treaty law will restrict the Second Amendment? That's in Reuters. Well, we're going to get to that. But the point is, that's the type of issues you can call in with. 512-646-4444. And by the way, people that call in and leave 15 messages, none of it's going to get on air. We have to then spend time going over your messages. One guy left 30-something messages. Buddy, you're not going to be getting on air. Please, you know, let's be adults here. We've got people calling up going, I want to talk to Alex over and over again. Oh, heaven help me. You know, I just want to have a good time here. But at the same time, the sky has already fallen. We're already in the world government. They're already butchering the dollar. It's only going to get worse from here until we have a national awakening and say no. And the one talk show host who seriously talked about this and fought globalization and the New World Order, though he did it in milquetoast form, was Lou Dobbs, and he's been run out of CNN now. The Thought Police. Drive Lou Dobbs out of CNN. That's the headline up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Okay. We're going to come back and go to your phone calls in the second hour. In 70 seconds, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.